The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave him the same order. And he said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did the father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Great.
Kathy, are you okay? Are you fine?
Yeah.
How good. If we want to tell something to someone, maybe to your group of people, or to your friend, or to the children, we will make them to understand by telling them a story or incident or examples so that they may understand what you are telling, especially the teachers in the schools. They use a lot of examples so that the children may understand what they are teaching. Through parables, Jesus wants people to know the truth about their commitment to God and their relationship with each other. Jesus also used us so many parables, stories, incidents in his preaching so that the people may understand the value of the kingdom of heaven. In the same way, in the parables, we too are invited to make a judgment and to come to a decision. We need to make decision when we hear the word of God. In all the teachings of Jesus, he invites us to take decision whether to change our life or not, or to become good or not. This is what we heard in today's readings. We need to take decision for our own life, not for others, for individual's life. Today's scripture readings gives warning to us whether we take final decision to stand for God or against God, or to choose his will or to choose against his will, which will decide our eternal reward or eternal punishment. So, it is like a military slogan: do or die, don't ask why. This is the military slogan. They take decision. They dedicate themselves. Do or die decision. So, in today's gospel parable, it speaks especially about the condemnation of the religious leaders like priests, Pharisees, and elders of the people. So this gospel is mainly belong to the priests, Pharisees, and elders of the people. Here, Jesus is asking them to take a decision. So, is this gospel belongs to us too? It is only for the priest, the Pharisees, the elders. These are the groups of people who do not listen to the word of God, who make their own decision without God's intervention. So what about us? You are not, I am a priest, okay. You are not priests, you are not Pharisees, or maybe some of the elders of the community. So if we are like those priests at the time of Jesus, those Pharisees at the time of Jesus, and those elders at the time of Jesus, if we are like them, you listen to the word of God and you make your own decision to change your life or not. Anyhow, they are not changing their life at the time of Jesus. That's why purposely this today's parable was preached to them. Come on, make a decision. So in the parable, the story is told about a man who has two sons and who asked them both to work in the vineyard. The first son refuses bluntly, "I will not go. I will not listen to you, Dad. Don't ask me to go and work in the vineyard. I will not go." But afterward, he regrets. He takes his own decision and changes his mind and goes to work. The second son agrees politely and readily, says, "Yes, Dad, I will go and work." But he does not turn up. Through this parable, Jesus says that the son who refused but repented, stands for the tax collectors and prostitutes and other sinners. Here, the first son, he said no, but repented. That is what happened in the lives of tax collectors, prostitutes, and other sinners. They heard the word of God and they said, "Yes, we will change our life. We will take decision." That is what happened in the lives of tax collectors. These are all sinners. They heard the word of God and they transformed their life for themselves. The other son stands for the priests, scribes, and elders of the people who maintain the outward appearance of piety, but without any real devotion to the will of God. So here, the other son stands for the priests, scribes, and elders who maintain outward appearance of piety, but without any real devotion to the will of God. Don't worry, we do not want the word of God. We know. We are the proclaimers of God. So the word of God is preached only for you, not for us, not for the Pharisees and for the priests. That is what they think. We are holy. We are holy. See our appearance. With these garments, I look holy, you know. Is it? But inside, I know how much I love God. I know how much I have my faith and trust in God. But the Pharisees and the scribes and those priests, they say, we do not want to hear the word of God. There is no necessary for us. We are the proclaimer. We are the one who proclaims the word of God. So the word of God, you need to listen and you need to change your life, not we. That is the strong decision this group of people had in their mind. So Jesus reminds the chief priests, scribes and elders that they have been refusing to listen to similar calls. Hey, the word of God is being proclaimed, but you are not receiving. You are not taking decision. What is going on? The word of God is being proclaimed even today. It is proclaimed to you. So, when the John the Baptist preached, the tax collectors and prostitutes, other sinners, changed their way of life, but the Pharisees, scribes, and elders did not. In the same way, when Jesus preached, they did not listen. The tax collectors and prostitutes listened and were now making their way to the kingdom of God. Jesus directly is telling to the scribes and priests and Pharisees, see, the sinners are getting ready to enter into the heavenly kingdom. Still you are not listening. Till you are not making any decision. The son whose word was no, but whose action became yes, is held out to us as the one who did his father's will. The same invitation is given to all of us today by Jesus, as he gave to the religious leaders, priests, Pharisees, and elders of the people. It is never too late for us to repent, to convert, and allow the Holy Spirit to renew our life. Do you need this? Do you need to renew your life? Do you want to repent now? You are all in the church. Since you trusted in Jesus, since you believe in Jesus, you are here. Do you need to repent yourself? Is there anything to conversion to take place in your life? Just you think. If there is no need of any conversion or any repentance in your life, so, the word of God goes to other people who need to convert themselves, who need to repent themselves. So, if you are fine, it's okay. If you are not fine, listen to the word of God and make decision to your life. That is the invitation. We need to question ourselves. Do I need repentance? Do I need conversion? Just question yourself. If there is any chance to convert, come on, convert yourself. If you have been disobedient to God in our past life, we need to knock at the door of God's mercy. So God is there. Ask His help and He will convert your life. And He will make you to repent for your sins and for your weaknesses. Hence, every day we need to repent for our sins and ask God's pardon. If we are in serious sins, we also to be reconciled with God, the church, and our brothers and sisters through the sacrament of reconciliation. So if there is any weaknesses in us, we need to reconcile with other people. Reconcile with God. Reconcile with your fellow brothers and sisters. And reconcile to yourself. Did you ever reconcile yourself? Anyone? Did you speak to yourself? When you are going to speak to yourself? Every day we need to speak to ourselves. We always speak about other people. And we forget to speak to ourselves. Hey, Tom, how are you? What you are doing? So we need to question ourselves. Let us remember that it is never too late for us to turn back to God if you have not been turned. The chances from God always given to each individual person, all the time, till you die. The chance is given by God to all of us for conversion and to turn our life. So in the first reading, prophet Ezekiel says that every individual must decide what to do about the word of God, and all people must take the consequences of their choices. Here, he justifies the punishment of a wicked person, and he points out the rewards of a person who has turned from wickedness to being good. So it is natural for all of us, and we know how we are preparing ourselves to come out from the punishment of God. We know very well. Every time the word of God proclaims to you and to me, all the time, to come out from God's punishment. St. Paul says, Jesus as the supreme model of obedience to the Father's will. Though Jesus is supreme, is God, He obeyed the commandments of His Father. Jesus obeyed God the Father. What are the things He asked to do? Jesus done with obedience. So He accepted. He accepted everything that God the Father spoke to Him. With obedience, He accepted everything. And we need to accept the word of God to our life. So, the wicked life brings each one to punishment, and if anyone says yes to God's will be rewarded. We know very well. We have been hearing about this reward of God. So, let us not point out each other. Let us stand individual, responsible person in obeying the will of God. The word of God is for individual. We, individual person, must receive the word of God and make himself to be obedient to God's will.